Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Singer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is our last session on willingness as we finish up for the month of November.
We still have another one.
That's right. I think that Thanksgiving is the end of the month, but it's not, huh?
Nope.
Oh, well, take that back. Start over. This is our next to the last session on willingness. We're so glad to have you here with us and to continue our conversation. We're expecting a special guest to join us.
I'm here. Oh, hi. I was going to say our really good friend that we love so much, Janet Renner, was going to join us this evening as we discuss this really important, encompassing step of the pathway to freedom, and that's willingness. So, welcome.
Yay, thank you. Hi, you guys.
Hey. What?
Thanks for having me again. I love being on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love having you. We love having you.
And I'm super willing to always be on it.
Yes, awesome. You are. And we appreciate
we'll remember it. Remember that. Well, this has been an exciting week as we prepare for the holidays. The kids are out of school, and that kind of cuts down on my work for the week so that I can have a little bit more space for reflecting and thinking about all the wonderful blessings that I have at this time of the year and always. And earlier this evening, I was listening to a presentation by two recently graduated coaches that were sharing their journey, and it was just so inspirational. I know Janet was on that call as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful for Fearless Living and for the principles, these 12 principles that we are sharing with you. And all of Rhonda Britton's work that's been revelatory in assisting me in my journey, and I know Kelly and Janet as well. But I just had such a swelling in my heart of gratitude for our community, and having Janet on our show just reinforces that that willingness that our community has to support one another, and that's one of my greatest blessings, and I appreciate that so much. So that's my contribution for this week. And Kelly and Janet, we just always like to start our show with something that's helped us throughout the week to recognize the brilliance of these steps and how we've applied them in our lives. So, Kelly, I'll let you go, or Janet, whomever like to share at this time.
Well, I can go. I mean, our topic this month is willingness, and our subject tonight is opportunities. And I think that this week, I have definitely I always try to look for opportunities, and I've been writing in preparation for my business in a box trading. I've been writing some stories with help from one of our master coaches, Bill Grout, and so that's been exciting to kind of get my mind into that mindset. I also have been doing some other things, like I made our schedule for our workshop schedule for now until June of next year. So that's exciting because we know that we have those opportunities coming forward. And so it kind of keeps me focused on what are things that I can do to make those workshops more successful. And I've also Sunday at church, we sing a song called Count Your Many Blessings, and I kind of got this feeling like that was something that would support me in what I have going on right now. And so I sat down last night and I wrote down a lot of the things that I'm grateful for, and I let it look however it was going to look. I didn't force myself to write it, you know, in gratitude form. I just let myself write what I was grateful for, and just different things and aspects of my life, different friends, people in the different communities that I'm involved in, and my kids and my family and myself. And so it was a really great exercise for me, and I think it's something that I'm going to be doing more often, taking that opportunity to really see how I'm blessed and let that be my focus then on the, you know, the things that aren't really going the way that I want them to currently. Instead of having those be my focus, have my focus be on the things that are going well. And so those are the things that I've been doing this week.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, that's very good. And I love, like, this evening on the call that Terry and the other call that Terry and I were on, and it was, you know, it's one of the people stated, and hopefully they won't mind they bring it up here, but about faith and not connecting an expectation to the faith. Like to have pure faith and listening to your intuition, to being willing to listen to your intuition and just go with it and trust. And that's the deepest willingness that we can have. And I think it's so powerful, and I think it's so in our faces right now for everyone, no matter what you're going through, but everyone, you know, as a country, as a world, to lean on, okay, on having faith, on being respectful, listening, being willing to listen to others. And I think, like, what Rhonda had posted, I think it was last week, about realizing that we all are just trying to get our needs met. And so with the disconnect that we have even within ourselves, it's about looking within and being willing to look within and stop and figure out, what is my need? What do I need in this moment? Not to survive, but, I mean, yes, sometimes it's to survive, but to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so powerful. That's so important, you know?
It goes back to last month when we were talking about awareness, you know, being aware of what your needs are and then being willing to get them met.
Mm-hmm. But and also trusting. Like we might have an expectation around our need, right? And that could be, is it coming from our fear? Mm-hmm. Like being able to distinguish. And at some point, we need to step back and tune within and be willing to listen to our inner selves, to the guidance that is always there for us to tap into.
Yeah, and I think going back to that phone call we had today, it was really an amazing call. The two girls that spoke are so, they just, their nature is just really different, yet their messages were so clear. And I think when Trish was talking, well, one of them, and I don't think she'd mind if I mentioned her name, but when she talked about going back to her wheels as a way of looking at her awareness and then getting her needs met and her willingness, and I just thought that just thinking about that was really helpful too, because when you go back to your, why are you being triggered? It's kind of like, well, that's one way you're going to either fulfill your need through your fear, the wheel of fear, which is triggered by whatever that your trigger is, or you're going to fulfill that need with your wholeness and your essential nature. And so that's another way of checking on yourself and being willing to ask yourself that question, how am I filling this need? Is it fear-based or is it freedom-based? And is it taking me to my wholeness, which is another thing that Radina talked about, is you know, that connection, that trust with for me, it's inner peace and it's my connection to God. And is that what's fueling my willingness, or is it the fear of being rejected, or the fear of not being good enough, or is it the compassion that I can feel for myself and others? So going back to that unique way that Rhonda has of us discovering for us personally, what is it that triggers us to fear response, or what is it that helps us to have proactive behaviors that help us to be whole and to act out of our essential nature. And I think just looking at that part of the clearness that we can establish in this community is we have that understanding, because we know that we're either meeting our needs in a self-destructive way or in a proactive way. And that can help us personally. And then it allows us to see others with compassion and recognize that they're getting their needs. Perhaps they're meeting their needs in a self-destructive way because they don't have the awareness or the knowledge. And that just propels me to want even more to take this message to the world so that people can understand where they're coming from. How are they getting their needs met? Are they getting their needs met that's destructive for themselves and others? Or are they being proactive and acting in freedom, which is tolerance and ability to have compassion for others and for their way of thinking that's different than ours? You know, it's just, it's so encompassing and it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that reminds me of something Katrina was saying, too, about how we can use our will to know how we can best support people in finding their freedom. You know, so she was saying, well, you know, like my will is trusting. Well, my will of freedom is trusting and personal power. And so I can best support people to trust themselves, and that will bring them to personal power. So it's, you know, it's a clue into how we can support ourselves, but how we best support others in finding what supports them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting. I just want to say that for the listeners who don't quite understand all the lingo that we're using, keep connected with this call, and as well as the workshops that are offered, whether with Terry or with Rhonda, or sometimes I'm fortunate enough to be able to join in with Terry, and Kelly's getting trained to be able to perform the workshop. Like, if you don't quite get it and, like, you want to understand it even more, you know, there's plenty of opportunities, as well as staying connected with this call. This work is very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's interesting, like, what you were saying, like, to be able to help others who are coming from this fear. So I'm going to share a very quick, short story. Over the weekend, we had a odd year reunion. It's not really a high school reunion. And I ended up going, and I did not want, like, I wanted to go, but my fear was, like, all-encompassing. Like, I haven't been to it was a 37 and a half year high school reunion. I had not been since the 5 year, and I hated it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I really haven't been too connected. One friend off and on over the decades, we've seen each other. So, and then this other gal that I just reconnected with in the last 3 years. So I reached out to them. I go, I know that if I leave it up to myself and say I'm going to go, I won't go. So if I need to practice my tools. I need support. So I'm going to reach out to these two that didn't know about it and say, here we go, this is our class. If you guys are willing to go, I'm willing to go. And they both responded, okay, let's go, all go together. And then they passed it on to a couple other people who weren't on the list to find out, because it was all through Facebook and not everyone's on Facebook. So we went. So, and I had a great time. And so that was one way. But then the more importantly, as far as being able to support other people. So there was a girl there that I went to school with since fifth grade. never was really friends, but I knew her, and she reminded me of an incident in sixth grade that she felt I did to her. Mm. And she told me the story, and it was one that, I mean, we're young kids, right? But it had, I mean, this is since sixth grade, right? We're in our mid-50s mm-hmm. now, and she's still hanging on to it.
Wow.
And she told me the story, and I was just, like, in shock. I was in shock, and I was just like, oh, my God, I have no recollection of this, and I'm so sorry. And in my head, I'm like, this doesn't – I mean, I feel bad because I can't remember. And, oh, my God, I can't believe I was such a jerk if I did this. I mean, you know, and then I got home, and I really thought about it, and I'm like, I know in my heart of hearts, I don't care how old I was, I never would have said what she thought I had said.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But I felt so bad for her because it doesn't matter my experience. So I thought about it and I'm like, okay, I got to write her. I need to write her because I'm like mortified that this has impacted her life in a huge way, her whole life. I mean, for someone to bring something mm-hmm. like that up, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wrote her this note and in it, you know, I acknowledged her experience and the negative impact I had on her life. And I apologized and I told her I was mortified, like devastated to think that I had this type of an impact on someone. And I go, you know, I'm not going to try and change and give you what I believe, you know, I might have said, because it doesn't matter. The bottom line is this is your experience. And this is what you have had to live through and work through your whole life, and I understand how our past can wreak havoc on us for the rest of our lives. Obviously, this has, and I'm so, so sorry. And I see you as, you know, this beautiful, loving, kind, generous, gentle, loving soul. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I hope you can... I hope in some small way this will ease the pain of that incident for you. And she wrote me right back.
Mm.
And it was just, and, you know, and she was so grateful. She's like, you know, she lives not too far, like 2 hours away from me. She's like, I'd love to stay in touch. Thank you. This is the most beautiful response. And yes, it has definitely helped to help me shift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, so I got, my immediate response was to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, knowing these tools and skills and knowing about this work, I knew that was me in fear. And for me to really support this woman in having a genuine shift from this experience, I needed to accept my responsibility, or I needed to accept her truth,
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
try and change it, honor her, and help her move forward from it and release whatever the impact was on her. And, you know, I never would have been able to do that without this work. Not in a
mm-hmm.
way, like, I showed it to my sister and my mom. I read it to them, and I told them the whole story, and they were like, oh, my God, that was beautiful what you wrote. And then I wrote them what she wrote back, and they were like, "Wow, that was very, very powerful."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, so it's just the impact this work can have, and how it can support others. It's huge.
Yeah, and congratulations on you—you know—you doing that. I mean, listening to your intuition and not going with the man's nature, which would be to be defensive you know. Not accept that, but that, and probably without Rhonda's work and without our work, you know, implementing and taking action on her work, you wouldn't have been able to do that. So congratulations, that's awesome. That's a great example of what
huge.
This work do.
Yeah, thank you.
Natural man would just want to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not what I meant. I didn't do that, you know.
That didn't happen. And discount her experience. And it's like, what does that do?
Yeah.
What does that do? And in the immediate, my thought would be that would be to make me feel better. But in the end,
yeah.
I would have felt that never would have made peace.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it would have stuck with you in a way that, you know, that you wouldn't want it to either. And you would
right.
take it forward.
Right.
Instead of
it's
you both being able to address it and set it down and go forward in a different place.
Yeah. And so I think, like, listening to Rhonda's video that she posted about people's needs and everything that's going
mm-hmm.
on right now in this country and how volatile we are, if we can look at each other and listen and hear what the other people and try and figure out what is their need and come with to ourselves that way, being willing to do that, that's the foundation
yeah.
of all of this.
Yeah.
In order to make better.
Well, it creates that space for reconciliation and for
yeah.
honoring and the opportunity for peace and, you know, the willingness to see things differently. I mean, it comes down to that willingness to set aside natural man and become better than that, to become higher, to work, to raise your vibration to one of peace and harmony and love. Which is a much
mm-hmm.
higher vibration than,
mm-hmm.
you know, defending yourself and seeing the differences among us and me having to be right. Those are all lower vibrations in our universe,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's, and yet those are more of our immediate reactions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think that's, you know, noticing when you're reacting,
mm-hmm.
knowing that is us coming from our less higher self
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
versus taking action.
Yeah. I mean, I think the fact that you were willing to write that, even that note after the fact, you know, like you could have just left it at the party and not addressed it again. But you listened to your inner voice and you were willing to write that note even after the fact, you know, that
yeah.
such vulnerability that you were able to express, you know, this, I mean, she could have came back at you with something completely opposite of what she did, but you were still willing
Absolutely.
To, you know, to do that and to listen and trust yourself. And so I think that's really amazing too, the level of vulnerability you had to have to be able to even write that letter to her and then to have it reciprocated with something equally as beautiful is you know, amazing and stuff. But
yeah, and I think for all of our own mental health, emotional health, physical health, all of it, it's about being willing
mm-hmm.
to be
mm-hmm.
vulnerable, to take the time to be truthful, to be honest, and not to be on defensive mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think it's, you know, it's like we got to heal. We're always healing.
Mm-hmm.
Life is about healing. And when we have incidences where people cross us, you know, it's about how can we heal from that. And it doesn't mean, like, there's no way, especially with doing this work, there is no way I could have, if I would have not done anything, it would eat at my soul for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have been the one that suffered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in
you
some
were,
small way, yeah. And it's like, no, I don't want that. And I believe that's true with any conflict or any, you know, it's like, when we have within us that yuckiness feeling, it's like a bad itch that you can't go away, right? Where it might
mm-hmm.
get less itchy over time. It might bug us less, or we might notice it less, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do we individually come to terms and make right the best way we can to minimize the itch from continuing? To
mm-hmm.
eliminate the itch because it doesn't need to be there. You know, to minimize, to eliminate that which gives us, creates grief in our life, creates a disharmony within our soul.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a really good example. So thank you for sharing that, of willingness. And
yeah.
And I think willingness, probably you had a willingness to not even be attached to the outcome. You were just willing to take responsibility.
Yes.
And forgive yourself. And if she had not reciprocated in a positive way, you still could have let it go, because you did what you needed to do to meet your needs.
Well, yeah, and I have my own belief of, like, for me and this whole incident, like I said earlier, it's like, I know that's not what I did.
Right.
I know that's not what I said. I know that without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
there's
it was
no way
perception.
I ever said that. And yet it was her perception, so I still honored it.
Right. Exactly.
You know, but
you
if I hadn't honored
it,
would have eaten that.
Yeah, and I think people are discounting other people's opinions and other people's beliefs all the time, and that's what causes the anger, because people don't feel heard. You know, if they're discounted, they don't feel heard.
Yeah,
and
well,
so they're gonna
meet
that
also,
need of being heard in another way, you know. So if I can't be heard by just conversing with someone, then I'll make it louder, and I'll make it more, you know, I'll add a little violence in here, and I'll, you know.
And it just escalates.
Yeah, just escalates. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're
almost out of time, ladies.
Right?
Yeah.
There we go.
It's so deep, and there's so many layers to these steps. And the more you do the work, the deeper you can go when you look at each one of these steps. You know, here, this is our third time going through these. We're on the second step of willingness. And it just goes deeper and deeper in your capacity to practice and apply these principles in your life, so that you can be true to yourself and you can be proactive and you can work, use the tools. And so I love what Janet said, and check our website, because we've got a list on our website now of all the workshops, and Janet's going to be supporting a lot of them, and we've got a lot of things planned, and, you know, jump into the work with us, and you can learn these tools as well and learn this language that's supportive of your journey to be proactive. So we encourage you to come to our website, check out the dates. You know, you've got a good head start on when these events are occurring. Join us, come and be with us, and explore these tools and these understandings and these concepts that can assist you in being proactive in your life and just really developing an understanding of your purpose and your passion on the earth. So
don't you guys find that with the talking, like when we have these conversations, right? I wouldn't think this deep about it and realize the connection. It's being willing to take the time, give myself the time in order to participate in these calls so that it can come out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's so important to get involved. It's so important to be involved and to support one another.
Yeah.
I can't
emphasize community, the community is just really, I don't even have words to express how important and revelatory and transformational this community can be when you're willing to participate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And invest in yourself. I mean, it's
being willing absolutely.
To give yourself that gift.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And the gift is so that you can live at a higher vibration, at a higher level, to the best, to be your best, as well as most
mm-hmm.
awake self.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that we can help heal ourselves and help feed that energy of healing and growing together and working together and being community.
Yeah, whether we all believe the same stuff or not, it doesn't matter.
And we don't have to. That's the beauty of it. As long as we know what we believe and we live to our values, we can support each other no matter what. You know, it's amazing.
Yep.
It's just amazing.
Yep.
Well, shucks, our time is up. I want to thank Janet. Always, always do I learn from this woman when she talks. She's so wise, and I just love you, Janet. And Kelly's actually sitting in the other room in my house tonight, so I'm enjoying having her and your girls here with me for a few days. So it's been a real blessing to be able to be with them. But thank you for joining us, and you know that you are welcome every single Monday night at 9 o'clock. And we encourage you to visit our website, check on the workshop date, put down when you can participate if you live in California. If not, just know that any of us are available to you at any time to assist you on this journey in any way we can. So, Kelly, any last thought before we have to sign off?
I was just going to mention that you can also, on our website, there's also easy access to Rhonda's books. If you want to start out with reading one of her books, Fearless Living is where all the information is about the wills, which we talked about tonight. And so if you want to get a little head start on what those wills are, you can read about them in Fearless Living, and you can find that on the website as well.
Great. Well, good night.
Woo-hoo!
Good night. And, we'll see you in a week. Be willing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Okay. Take care.
Good night.
Night.